While thousands of self-employed Arkansans wait for money from the Pandemic Unemployment Assistance Program, thousands of business owners are also waiting for funding from the Arkansas Ready for Business Grant Program. That program, which is being financed using federal funds, ran into its own set of issues when it was rolled out nearly 3 weeks ago. Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek reports.
On April 29th, as Governor Asa Hutchinson began outlining plans for businesses to start reopening this month, he and Arkansas Commerce Secretary Mike Preston also announced the launch of a new grant program called Arkansas Ready for Business.
It's a $15 million grant program to assist companies through this restart phase.
The grants were intended for expenses related to personal protective equipment, hand sanitizer stations, cleaning supplies, and any other one-time purchases businesses would have to make to reopen safely. That day, Preston said consumer confidence would be an important part of restarting sectors of the economy that had to shut down all or some of their operations at the start of the outbreak.
We wanted to make sure that we can help businesses mitigate that risk and that loss. So that's why we wanted to make it so important to get these funds out to those who are in need. So if you think of these restaurants who maybe have been closed for a month or longer, they're going to need to go through a deep cleaning process. They're going to need to have thermometers to be able to scan their employees, to go through all the things to make sure they're meeting the health guidelines that have been set forth.
But the Arkansas Ready for Business program ran into a problem from the start. It was launched later that day at 5 p.m. During a briefing on April 30th, Hutchinson said there was a communication error and the website was rolled out before the Legislative Council approved funding for the program.
The gun was jumped on that and the website went live. And it was a typical rollout because as you present a new grant program, you want to make sure that as many stakeholders as are possible are aware of that. And so those steps were taken. So it was not an issue of favoritism. It was a matter of this is how you get information out about a new small business grant program.
Before the site was taken down, it had attracted more than 2,300 applications, totaling $36 million in under an hour. This had some wondering if industry associations got advance notice about the grant program. That included Representative Deanne Vaught, a Republican who represents District 4. She expressed her concerns on social media, stating more money would have to be found to give every business owner a fair shake, which did eventually happen. The grant program website reopened on May 5th, and legislators approved increasing funding from $15 million to nearly $148 million. But the Legislative Council took Commerce Secretary Mike Preston to task this past Friday. Senator Terry Rice, a Republican from Waldron, questioned the fairness of the process.
We're trying to rebuild through transparency and through being forthright with the citizens to try to rebuild some trust. In this rollout of this program, I'm not going to put it on anybody, but I can tell you, it's plain to see. People knew ahead of time.
While Rice said he didn't believe Preston was being malicious in his intent, he took issue with what he sees as a casual attitude toward the legislature. Preston had this response.
Hey, Representative, with all due respect, I certainly appreciate the legislature. I appreciate everyone in this body and know that they're duly elected by the citizens of Arkansas. As I stated last week, and if you went back and saw my comments, I mentioned at the press conference that this would be going live. That was it. That was the first time that we talked about that publicly to anyone.
Representative Robin Lundstrom, a Republican from Elm Springs, also expressed confusion about how the first applicant submitted a 16-page application at 5:04 p.m. on April 29th.
There is no way in 4 minutes that somebody could do that unless they were magical. So I just have a hard time believing that site was not live before 5 o'clock. I don't care what anybody has to say, but there's no way in 4 minutes you could do that.
Jim Hudson, the general counsel for the Commerce Department, who was also present at the meeting, said he clearly cannot overcome her skepticism, but he is someone who takes his honor and trustworthiness very seriously.
I sit here today and I tell you that what we provided you is absolutely true. I came into public service with a good name. I shall leave one with a good name.
But Lundstrom remained unconvinced. First, you'll hear from her, then you'll hear a response from Secretary Mike Preston.
I'm not questioning your honesty. I'm questioning that this website may have been turned on a little bit early, and with a wink and a nod, some people got in line ahead of time. And I'd like to know what's going on. I'm concerned.
Representative, when you say a wink and a nod, that does...
it has some very negative implications.
Our integrity, and that is not the case.
Max Brantley at the Arkansas Times takes issue with Preston's assertion. In an article published this weekend based on information he obtained through a Freedom of Information request, he writes that Preston's staff, the governor's staff, and a lobbyist for the Arkansas Department of Commerce began circulating word of the grant program at least 4 hours before the governor's April 29th briefing. About 15 minutes after the briefing began, the details of the program were distributed to business lobbyists and other insiders. Brantley also writes that business insiders from local chambers of commerce were further briefed at 3 p.m. by the Arkansas Economic Development Commission. Both Governor Asa Hutchinson and Secretary Preston were asked about that at Saturday's coronavirus response briefing.
I think that has just been beaten to death by a number of different hearings in the legislature. But Mike, do you have a word on that?
We've turned over all emails on that, and I think if you look at the emails and everything that we've said, that there was information about a economic development partner call that happened. That information went out. That was addressed that day in the press conference. So all those folks were made aware, and that was made public at that time. There was no advance notice given, and I know if you read through all the emails and the Freedom of Information Act and everything that was provided by the Economic Development Commission, that supports that.
During Monday morning's news conference, aside from demanding a bipartisan investigation into the pandemic unemployment assistance program, the Democratic Party of Arkansas also demanded an investigation into the initial rollout of the Arkansas Ready for Business program. Here's Democratic Party of Arkansas Chairman Michael John Gray.
Just because you make a mistake and fix it, it doesn't mean we quit talking about it. We all would love if every time we made a mistake, we fixed it, people would just let it go. But the point is, a mistake was made, the trust was broken, people got insider knowledge, and we should know why and who, and those who did it should be held accountable.
Gray says everything in the current time has been politicized, but he hopes Republican legislators in Arkansas would throw their support behind both investigations.
I can tell you that there is bipartisan frustration with the answers they're getting from the bureaucrats and from governor staff and from leadership. There's definitely bipartisan frustration there.
While Gray says it would be irresponsible to place blame solely on Commerce Secretary Mike Preston, he adds that he was encouraged by the questions legislators posed for him this past Friday.
So I would hope that we move past whose fault it is and we move into how do we keep this happening again? Why was the trust of Arkansans breached, and what do the solutions look like going forward?
As you heard in Jacqueline Froelich's report, the governor characterized Gray's call to action as a disappointing partisan attack. Ozarks at Large also reached out to the Republican Party of Arkansas for comment, but did not yet get a response. If and when we do, we will provide that information during a future episode of this show. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Zuzana Sitek.
In that Monday morning news conference, the Democratic Party of Arkansas chair also said the organization would like to see some sort of financial benefit for people who were deemed essential and continued working through the pandemic. Michael John Gray says in some instances, those people were making less than those who filed for unemployment and received an additional $600 on top of their regular unemployment check through a provision in the Federal CARES Act.